Starting with the Rosh Hashanah, we begin to include at the beginning of the Shemana Esrei, we add in Zechreinu L'chaim, Melachofetz L'chaim, and we say this phrase all the way through Ne'ilah. It is unusual in that it's a bakasha request, and it's otherwise simply not done that we have a request in the middle of the first three brachas, the middle of Avos. And the Ritva points that out, that this was established by the Gaonim already, and that's why it is accepted. What's the explanation? So the Ritva says that the Shmon Esrei on Yomim Ne'iroim is a different kind of Shmon Esrei anyways. We blow shofar in the middle of the Shmon Esrei. So he says that he just points that out, it's a different kind of Shmon Esrei. There is a Chassam Sofer that they've often quoted that would help us understand this as well. The Chassam Sofer says that during this tkufa, this period of time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens up the more channels for us to daven to him. As opposed to a king that has very specific protocols as to how to reach the king. The Ribbono Shel Olam has protocols throughout the year, rules throughout the year how we approach him. Comes this period of time, so he expands the ways in which we can approach him. So that's why we have the Yud Midas Hirachamim, the special tefillah, Tanios, Divi Eitzara, and during this period of time. The Chassam Sefer explains that that's why we say the controversial Machnis Hirachamim, where we actually, it seems, as if we are appealing to the Malachim to bring our tefillah. This is a highly controversial tefillah to this day. Some say it, some don't say it. So Chassam Sefer explained the basis for saying it, even though we say Korav Hashem L'chol Korav, because Baruch Hu doesn't have intermediaries. We can speak directly to Ribbono Shel Olam. Intermediaries is a dangerous concept for us. But during this period of time, if it'll be end of the time of the year, don't say Machnisei Rachamim. During this period of time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expands the different ways we can get to him. So possibly this would explain to us as well. We're in the middle of Shevach. We never say Bar Koshos, but during Yom Ne'iroim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu relaxes those rules like any kind of Eis Tzara. That's the Sifrei Musar explain. That's Pshat in Kedalim Ukiroshim Dafakni Dulasecha. We knock on your door like a poor person, like a poor person. So we knock on your door like a needy person. We need a Kedosh Baruch Hu. So many of the Bali Musa say that a poor person, he needs funds, so he walks around, hopefully he gets it, he'll be successful. If at the end of the day he's been unsuccessful, nobody's home, nobody's answering him, so then he figures, I have to be polite, I have to be a nice guy, I have to come home to feed my family. I have nothing to give my family, nothing to show for the entire day. So at the end of the night, he says, being polite and nice and waiting for people and knocking gently didn't work. So what have I got to lose? So that's Kedalimu Chirashim. We come to Kadosh Baruch Hu during this period of time and we say, we have a certain protocols that we normally follow. This time we're in base tzara. It's not the time for protocol. It's time that we allowed a little bit of leniency. The phrase itself has troubled me for many, many years. Why do we say Zachreinu L'chaim V'chosveinu B'sefer Achayim? Why is that not redundant? Zachreinu L'chaim means that Kadosh Baruch Hu should remember us for good. He should give us a good life, long life, healthy life. Melachovitz B'chaim V'chosveinu B'sefer Achayim. Zachreinu L'chaim means Chosveinu B'sefer Achayim, and Chosveinu means Zachreinu. At the end of the Shemona Esrei, we do the same thing. We say, we add in at the end, B'sefer Chaim Bracha V'Sholim, U'Farnasa Toiva, Nizacher V'Nikasev. What does one add over the other? Nikasev. Nizacher, we should be mentioned, and we should be written. We should be written, Nikasev. What's Nizacher? We've often explained in the name of Chaim Friedlander that the idea of by Yizkor, to be remembered to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We have in Zechronos, we say, we often point out, it's a very important pshat, in Zechronos, we say, Ato zocher maasei olam, ufokeid kol yitzuri kedem, lefonecha niglu kol talumos, Ein shekot lifnei chisei chvedecha. Nothing gets forgotten. So then what do we mean when we say by Yizkor l'kimis noyach? So the Chaim Freelander says that when the Torah uses the phrase, when the Tanakh uses the phrase, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered, it means he changed the gzeira. It means that there was a gzeira, there was a decree against us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made an about face on the gzeira. So when we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remember us, we don't mean remember us. We mean it looks like Dibra Tov Shomani Adam, it looks like Hester upon him. It looks like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not listening to Tfilas. Noach looks like he was abandoned. So Kadosh Baruch Hu changed the midah of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He changed the way in which a Kadosh Baruch Hu was relating. He changed the gzeira. So when we say Zechronos, we're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu to change any gzeira ra to become a gzeira tova. So in one level, Zechronos l'chaim would mean if Rachmana l'tzlan there was a gzeira that wasn't l'chaim. So he's saying Zechronos l'chaim every Gezeira should be about-faced l'chaim, melachavis b'chaim, v'chosveinu b'sefer chaim. Nevertheless, it's still redundant. So I was very excited this year. I came across a makor, not an obscure makor, the Tur. The Tur discusses what's pshat in zechreinu l'chaim. So the Tur says that zechreinu l'chaim, the phrase zechreinu l'chaim, is based on a pasuk in Yechezkel. Kol psha'ov eshe'yaseh loy izachru loy bitzid kosei asher osa v'yichyeh Yechezkel perek yud ches posuk chav zayin 18:27. Yechezkel is referring to a baal tshuva. Kol psha'ov eshe'yaseh loy yizachru, any avery that he did will not be remembered, bitzid kosei asher osa, because of the great act of tzidkus which he did tshuva. V'yichye, and he will live. So the Torah writes, that is, when we say Zachreinu l'chayim, Hainu Masha Omar, Kosa Posuk in Yechezkel. And then the Torah writes, makes the connection stronger. He says, Zachreinu l'chayim is 11 words. Is that correct? Zachreinu l'chayim, Elochavis b'chayim 5. V'chosveinu b'sefer achayim, L'manachim kayim, right? L'manachim kayim is 11 words. He says the 11 words are based on the psukim of the posuk in this in the same parsha Yechezkel, in the same the two psukim before and after the posuk of Beshuv. I didn't write the entire posuk. But the pasuk that we mentioned, Kol Pshav, is 11 words, and the pasuk of Beshuv, Rosh Mirishas, Psukim of Tshuva, Psukim of Bali Tshuva. So apparently, the understanding that the Tur wants us to have in this parsha is Zachreinu L'chaim, Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the schar of doing Tshuva by giving us life. That's based on the pasuk. Kol pshav eshayase lo yizachru loy b'tzidkos eshirasa v'yichye. So the in this chus, so when we say, as apparently the Tur is pshat, when we say zachreinu v'kosveinu, we're saying zachreinu in this chus of the tshuva that we've done, we should be zeichel l'chaim v'lachovitz b'chaim v'kosveinu. And it should be recorded in the Sefer Chaim. But the Zechreinu means in the Zechus. Nizacher v'nikosev means Nizacher. We should earn it through Tshuva. And then a separate request, v'nikosev, and it should be recorded. It should become a new Gzar Din. There are those who say that Zechreinu l'chaim over here doesn't just mean life. It means a life that is blessed with the ruchnius. And those who suggest Zachreinu l'chaim melachavim, it happens to be that this idea is quoted by the Chofetz Chaim, that melachavim b'chaim should not be interpreted a king who loves life, but Zachreinu l'chaim, what kind of a life? The life melachavim b'chaim, the life that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have. So that is another answer to this question. What's the difference between Zachreinu L'chaim and Kaseinu B'Sefer Chaim? Zachreinu L'chaim means the Kadosh Baruch Hu, we want to be Zoche to have tshuva. We want to be Zoche to have Chaim through tshuva. We want to be Zoche to a life, the kind of life that Melech Chofetz, the Chaim the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have. And because Sveinu B'Sefer Chaim, Kadosh Baruch Hu should write us in the book of physical life. So this works in this phrase. It doesn't help us for nizachar v'nikosev at the end. That's why the pshat of the tour is, I think would be the authorized pshat. As the tour writes, nizachar, we should be zeicher through tshuva v'nikosev. In other words, just like zachreinu means that if there is some kind of gzeira otherwise, so it should be overturned. So we're saying in the schus that we made changes in the chuzah that we did tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us mina keneged mida, and he should change any negative gzeira so it should be positive.
Doesn't the Zachreinu at that point actually refer to Olam HaPo?
There is the L'chaim. Yes,
yeah,
so you'll find it in the Sforim, the various Chaim itself is Ruchnis life. Chaim Tovim is physical life. There are those who suggest that in the Yalei V'Yavo. Over here, I've seen it suggested that since the Mitzvah V'Chosveinu B'Sefer Chaim, so we see Sefer Chaim, Sefer Chaim V'Sufetuchim V'Necha. So that's why some suggest Ruchnis L'Chaim is Ruchnis, and V'Chosveinu B'Sefer Chaim is Gashmius life. But again, so that answer is good. The question is still, in my mind, it's still a nagging question, because we say, Nizacher v'nikosev. What's Nizacher v'nikosev? So again, apparently the Torah writes that the Torah suggests, there it's hard to say Nizacher is Ruchnis v'nikosev is Gashmias. So therefore, this idea that the Torah has, it's based on the Pasuk, that Nizacher is either that we're asking the Zchus of Tshuva, or Nizacher means that we're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu that he should give us, help us do tshuva so that we can be zeicher.
But why here in Avos?
Good.
Why not Buros?
What's it doing in Avos? So the same tour goes on to say your question, what's it doing in the Birchas Avos? What's it got to do with Avos and Yaakov? So the Torah says that the reasons in Birchos Avos is because of the Pasuk, a Pasuk in Tehillim, David HaMelech, Ki Zachar es Avraham, Ki Zachar es Devar Kodshoi es Avraham Avdo. David HaMelech says that the Rabbonu Shalom Zachar, he mentions us, he remembers us, he changes the Gezeris on our behalf as he thinks of Avraham Avdo. The Torah suggests that, and he says, and because there is a special zechira of Avraham Avinu, so therefore he mentions Zachreinu in Birchas Avos. So Rav Chaim Friedlander, the Sifsei Chaim, Rav Chaim Friedlander, the back of the first Vam Sifsei Chaim has a running commentary on the Machzor. So he says, what's the Torah referring to? Zacharis. Yes, in Varkotche, it's Avraham Avdoi. So he suggests. Yeah. Right, what does that mean?
That's
Yeah. Right. So he suggests that, and we also say, Ves Brisi Tor, right? So he suggests that that this is a reference to the Rabbonu Shalom always having in mind the Bris, the Ezra of Avraham Avinu. Oidis Kon Avas Eisan.
That. Practical consideration to it also. I mean, you have the Lachios Shofos in Musa.
Yeah.
You don't have it in Shachos, you don't have it in Mincha, you don't have it in Mahar. So this Zachreinu is something that is said throughout the entire Aseres Metshuva in all the Tfilos. So you couldn't put it just in one. It had to be in others.
In order to keep it there. Well, I mean, it's true that it could be at the end, B'Sefer Chaim Baruch HaMashalom, it could be at the back, it could be...
You could put it as the beginning of number four.
You could put it...
You're talking about...
By the Bechains.
The Bechains, you put it in there, and then you continue that with some Melech HaKadosh, the same thing, you put it in as a beginning of the fourth Baruch HaMashalom. as an addition. I mean, to answer Sam's question, that if, you know, Chazal needed to set it up in a
right.
more
the tour is a you know, a source in of itself. In other words, the tour wasn't coming to ask to answer Akasha. The tour was explaining this is what he thought was the he was recording what he understood Chazal's motivations to be, Chazal's understanding. So the Rav Chaim Freelander suggests that Chazal are pointing out Kadosh Baruch Hu has a special connection with Avraham, maybe with all the Avos, in that he is committed, his unconditional commitment to Klal Yisrael, an unconditional commitment to every Jew as well, and it has to do with the fact that we all have some chelik, some part of Avraham Avinu. So he suggests that that's what the Torah is pointing out. Kizachar was devarkush as Avraham Avdo. We turn to Rabbanu Shalom, we present ourselves as Elokei Avraham. I think this is the Rabbis to point out. At the very beginning of Avos, it's redundant. Elokei Avisenu, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Yaakov. It's Rabbis to point out that we're showing our credentials of being as having a chelik of Avraham. The more traditional approach, Rabbi Bechai's approach, is that we are appealing to the midah of the Rabbanu Shalom, which Avraham exemplified, appealing to his chesed. But the idea over here is that the Torah says Zochreinu L'chaim is that we are coming to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Why after Avraham Avinu? Because we're presenting ourselves as, even if we would like to be Nizkor because of the Tshuva, because of Pasuk Nechezkel. If we're not, we don't merit the special Zechira because of the Tshuva that we've done, so we ask Hashem Baruch Hu to think of us as because of the connection that we all have to Avraham Avinu, and the fact that we all have a chelik of Avraham Avinu within us, it conjures up the schus avos. So that's probably the two parts. Then I was very taken by a comment that Rav Chaim Kanievsky made on the, he also was a machzer, on the phrase Micha Moicha Avarachamim. Zocher Yitzirov L'chaim B'rachamim. Right? Traditionally, the Ovos during Yomim Ne'iroim takes on a very special presentation in itself. As we open the Oren for Ovos, the Nusach has a different Nusach for all of the Ovos, a different Nusach for Shachris, a Nusach for Musaf. And and traditionally, the Avos are belabored much more than a regular Shabbos and Yom Tov, and we even introduce a Payet in the middle of the Avos. That's what we have. We call the Rishos in the middle of Avos. We ask for permission to be able to daven in the middle of Avos. It would make more sense to ask for Rishos as a continuation of Hashem's Ayat Tiftach. We ask for Rishos many times during the Shemona Esrei. Chil Akel is a Rishos, right? But we specifically have a Rishus, Yeresi B'Tzoisi, Siyalashal, in the middle of Avos. So this probably is the same idea, that we're coming to the Rabbanu Shalom, and what gives us the Rishus, what gives us the standing, the Emdat to be in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So in the middle of Avos, we're saying, now, as we said before, Kedalim u'chirashim banu lefanecha, that in any day, Avos is to stand alone. But on Yom Ne'iroim, we come to the Rabbanu Shalom, and one of the licenses that we have to daven is because we are b'nei Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. So that's probably why the Rishus is there, why the Zechreinu is there. Micha Moicha V'Rachamim Zocher Yitzurov L'Chaim V'Rachamim. Who is like you, a father with great mercy? Zocher Yitzurov, again, Zocher,
yeah.
Right? Again, Zocher Yitzurov. He considers, he mentions, he's willing to change Xeris Yitzurav for those that he created. L'chayim b'rachamim. Avarachamim, Zochei Yitzurav. Chaim Kanievsky says that this is to remind us, or to conjure up the two different relationships. The relationship of Kadosh Baruch Hu being the Father, being Avinu, and Kadosh Baruch Hu being Yitzreinu, our Creator. So we come to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yitzchom Boich Avarachamim. Avarachamim means unconditional. Kadosh Baruch Hu is our Father. He wants to have Rachmona. Avarachamim. Right? Kirachim Aval Bonim. In addition, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is also our creator. He's invested with us. Right? He's already put into us. So he says, Zocher Yitzurav L'chaim V'rachamim. Chaim Kanievsky said, just like we say, HaNeshama Loch V'Aguf Po Loch. What's he, Chaim Kanievsky often writes in code. So what's he pointing out? HaNeshama Loch V'Aguf, HaNeshama Loch V'Aguf Po Loch. The neshama is yours. Haguf pa'alach, the body is something which you've made. Right? Chamol al amalach, sev rachmanis and what you made. Haneshama loch, vaguf shalach. And the guf is, the neshama is yours, and the guf is also yours. Right? Asay leman shemecha. So I used to think, I've explained in previous years, that Haneshama loch, the neshama is the Ribbon Shalom's. Haguf polach, and the guf, the body, was made by Kadosh Baruch Hu for us to make sure that the body serves the neshama properly. We say, Shulchan Aruch says, every time you say, Refei chol basar umafli lasos, he takes care of us, he does wonders. What's the wonders that we're talking about at the end of Yashar Yotzar? So Shulchan Aruch says, mafli lasos, that he puts a neshama and guf together. Neshama and guf shouldn't belong together. One is finite, one's infinite. They shouldn't be able to be connected. One has physical attributes, the other one has physical attributes. So I used to say that that's pshat. Haneshama loch, the neshama is an abstract form. It has no physical parameters. Haguf poloch, but the guf, you made the goof, you made the body with physical parameters, and somehow you want us to keep this together. Chusun alamoch, and this invention of yours, and this great creation, it's not easy to keep a neshama and goof together. How are you supposed to work with the neshama and goof are off in different directions, at different times? Chusun alamoch, you made a creation of you, a creation with tremendous nisyonos, a creation which gives us often a lot of challenges. So chusun alamoch, and we hope that we can say, aguf, aneshama alamoch, aguf shalach. We hope that we can come to you and say, it's working. The system's working. The guf is working well with the neshama. The guf looks like your guf. So then we say, I say l'man shemecha. So then you don't have to have rachmanus. It's good for you to give us rachmanus. Rav Chaim Kanievsky had a different shot, apparently. Apparently he learned like this. Aneshama loch, the neshama is yours. I'm not worried about the neshama. The ruchni is yours, they care of it. Neshama shesata bekirvi, right? Hurry, right? I worry with the guf, right? Haguf polach, right? And neshama is yours, yours. So you'll take care of it. The guf you made. The guf is an employee, right? An employee does what he's supposed to do, right? So then he stays on, right? Employee doesn't do what he's supposed to do. So we say chusono al amoloch. This creation of yours have rachmanas on it. Haneshama loch, the neshama, again, I'm not worried with the neshama. Haguf shalach, the guf is something that you gave to me. It's yours, and you lent it out to me. I say l'man shemecha. So we're still being mispalel for the guf. Apparently,
so if anything, it should be that way around. So I think that's a bigger tefillah according to the way you're explaining.
It's right.
The first one, the second one is saying, listen, God, you know, you did this, you know, we could use a little help here. Hello.
Right. Yeah.
So that to me is the bigger tefillah, as opposed to like saying, well, you know, we'll take along. You know.
I agree with it. Apparently, that's what he was saying, because he was saying that in this, he's saying that's Micha Mecha V'Rachmam. That's Haneshama Loch. Kadosh Baruch Hu has unconditional connection to us. He's our Father. Right? So we say Micha. Who would have Rachman? Of course, Rachman. Ki Rachmam Avonim. What I am worried about is Zocher Yitzav. I'm also a creation of yours. So there's reason for you to be invested in me. But that doesn't create unconditional concern, unconditional allegiance. So that's what he suggested. He said that this phrase, Micha Moicha Merachamam, is the same as Zeicher Yitzura, is the same duality as he had in Anasham Aloch Vaguf Poloch. This takes us to another paragraph that we say after every Tkiyah Shofar. We say, Hayoim Haras Olam. Hayom yamid b'mishpat kol yitzurei kedem. Im kivonim rachmeinu kirachim oval bonim. Im kavodim So every year when I say it, all of a sudden it seems out of sync with each other. It's out of balance. Right? We say, if we're like children, if we're your children, Sav Rachmanos, like a father has on children. Im Kavodim, if we are slaves, so it should be Sav Rachmanos, like the master has on his slaves, right?
But the master doesn't have to have
slaves. So apparently, because that's conditional.
Well, not even conditional. He has no requirements.
Well, if the Eved is doing what he's supposed to be doing, it keeps him on.
Not necessarily. He can act willy-nilly and just, you know, I mean, there's no relationship between that. In other words, with a father and son, it's a two-way relationship.
Yeah.
So God has certain achrayos to us. Kaviyach. When it comes to a slave, you know.
So I think that's it's the same idea, and the same idea as Micha Moicha Racham and Zeichu Surah. Hayom Haras Olam means today is the day when the world was conceived, right? Conceived means that's when a Kadosh Baruch Hu Keilu Kiviyachol. Today is a day when, in the time of creation, a Kadosh Baruch Hu had certain plans for his world. He had certain projects, certain enterprise. He had a certain game plan, the way the world's supposed to work. So, since today is the anniversary of Haras Olam, of when the world was conceived, when the plan came about, when the goals were set, Hayom Yami B'Mishpat Kol Yitzrei Lamim. So now, Kadosh Baruch Hu is evaluating. Are we part of the program? Not part of the program. Are we advancing Haras Olam? Are we advancing the initial plan of Kadosh Baruch Hu? Are we advancing the plan that Kadosh Baruch Hu had for us? Are we... In terms of Rosh Hashanah, are we being marbe? Are we increasing kvod shemayim? So Yom Haras Olam, today is the conception of the world, the plan of the world in Tanakh. We often point out that, without exception, there's only one where the Ribbono Shel Olam in Chumash never records a birth without a pregnancy. It's always v'tar v'tela. There's one.
By Zilpah.
I think so, yeah.
So, because she was very young.
Right.
And so Rashi says it's because she...
Right, so that's the only one. That means that every other time, it says, Vatar Vatelin. She was pregnant, she gave birth. She was pregnant, it was a little bit strange. Vatelin, we know that she gave birth, she was pregnant. Right? So why does the Torah always... With one exception, every single woman in Chumash who gives birth is always pregnancy. So it could be that the Torah wants to celebrate pregnancy. Because pregnancy is when a woman feels new life, a woman feels the power of being fertile, so there is what to celebrate in pregnancy in and of itself. But it could also be that Hayom Haras Olam, what Kadosh Baruch Hu was pointing out, is that the person is carrying a child, there's certain dreams, certain excitement, there's certain plans, what's going to be with the child. It doesn't go away upon birth, but it's a separate part. But Teled is giving birth, is taking responsibility, is nurturing. There's also the plan, there's also the Haras Olam as well. But the Haras, the conception, the plan, how it fits in, the size of the family, the different things that person has in mind, so that often comes, is often exclusive, much more exclusively part of one's life during the pregnancy, conception. So Yom Haras Olam, we focus, we think for a moment, we're all certain plans. Plans for how this world will increase kvod shemayim. So Hayom Yabim Mishra Kol Yitzirei Olamim. So now the Ribbono Shel Olam is, and it's also very interesting, Kol Yitzirei Olamim. That means the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not just looking at our little, my family, my community, not even my generation. Yitzirei Olamim. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu has a certain plan for the world, and depending on what has happened in previous generations, that will determine what my tachlis is, what I'm going to accomplish, how I'm going to advance things.
Olamim doesn't. I would, if I was translating it liberally, I would say world.
Yeah.
Not necessarily. World. Olamim.
Right.
Yeah. No, so it's not generations. It would have said generations. Worlds is, I mean, the way I'm understanding is that it's comparing God saying, well, listen, you know, the Medrash says there were so many worlds before in Kadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe he's comparing. He said, listen, let's see how this one's doing compared to that.
Could be, but it means that it's a very broad game plan, whatever it is. So im kivonim, im kavodim. And now Kadosh Baruch Hu is looking at us, right? Micha moicha avarachman. Im kivonim, So we're okay. Rachameinu kirachem av al banim. If the Baruch Hu chooses to look at us as children, then unconditional rachmanus. Im kavodim, if it's zocher yitzurav, isva guf po'olach, so then we could be in trouble. Right, then we may not be such good employees. So then we say, einenu lochot tluyois, achitachane. Then we talk we can't come with a certain sense of confidence, kirachim of albanim. Then, einenu lochot tluyois, achitachane. And then until we get the matnas chinam, because Baruch Hu is saying that we have certain expectations that that will advance malchus shemayim, so then we're nervous. Say neinu lochos luyos. So then we are dependent and looking to you achitachaneinu until we get matnas chino, until we get a gift. V'sosi ko'or mishpateinu, and until we have greater clarity as what the judge is going to be. But until that, things are not so clear to us. There is a phrase in the davening that Yom Niram davening, Rosh Hashanah davening, and also I've often tried to understand what does Chazal mean? Tahir li beinu li avdecha v'yemes. This is the bracha of kedushas hayom, right? The bracha of malchus and kedushas on Rosh Hashanah. Again, it means that we are in the musaf. And although it's a phrase which comes up in many of the davenings, and we ask Kadosh Baruch Hu Meloich al kol olam kulay v'chvaydecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu, we ask Kadosh Baruch Hu to rule, to be sovereign. He nosel kol arz bikarecha. We ask Kadosh Baruch Hu to raise himself up with great glory, and we finish the bracha by saying kadshenu the reila nusach of yamtiv, kadshenu mitzvaysecha. Make us holy in your mitzvahs. Saint Chalkeinu b'Servisecha. Give us a portion of your Torah. Sabe'enu mituvecha. Satiate us with your goodness. Samcheinu b'Yeshuvasecha. And make us happy with your Yeshua. This is a very important phrase in the questions of whether on Yom Tov is one allowed to ask for personal requests. Right. Some Svarim point out that even in Shabbos we say Sab'enu mituvecha can't be they return to Kadosh Baruch Hu without making some bakasha. Can't be. So even in Shabbos, when we limit our bakashas, we still say, Sab'enu mituvecha v'samchim shuvasecha. And Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, again, we often pointed out that it's a discussion, even on Rosh Hashanah, there's a debate when can one make personal requests, even Yom Kippur certainly. And I've often said that we should follow the approach of the Chazon Ish, im le achshav ei masayif, not now, so when are we going to ask? So even in Rosh Hashanah, when we generally, when it would seem as the text does not lead us into asking for things, but at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, before we say Yili Rotzin Reifi, so we have, then I think one can make personal requests. It is one of the licenses is because we say, sab'enu mituvecha, v'samcheinu b'shuvasecha. We put our request in a Yom Tov way. Because we have Simchas Yom Tov, so give us Simcha, give us joy by giving us Yeshua. On Rosh Hashanah, we often point out, it was formulated by Rav Chaim Volozhiner, many of the Sfarim point this out, that ideally our request should be in the context of giving Kadosh Baruch Hu greater kavod. Chaim Volozhiner points out that Rosh Hashanah is the template of davening which we use all year round. That's one of Chaim Volozhiner's principles when it comes to tefillah. That Rosh Hashanah is davening, and every day our davening is built on Rosh Hashanah davening. So he explains the following. He says, in Rosh Hashanah we're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu to be melech, to be king, to himself a sovereign. The ideal way to daven is for a Jew to say that the Rebbeinu Shalom, I will increase your sovereignty if you give me good health. And that's not a deal. But saying to the Rebbeinu Shalom, I really believe that with good health, I can do more in terms of your malchus. I'm not going to forget about your malchus. I really believe that if I have parnasa, so I'll be able, besides giving gratitude. I'll be a better. I'll be a better eved. I'll be a mamlech. I want to be mamlech Kadosh Baruch Hu. I can do a better job, and it has to be with an eretz. Honestly, I can do a better job of being mamlech Kadosh Baruch Hu if I have yeshiva das. If I have, if my mind is settled. If I'm things are comfortable. I'll be mamlech Kadosh Baruch Hu. That is the ultimate tefillah. With Rav Chaim Volozhin is being expressed, whether one expresses it explicitly or when one expresses it implicitly, he says that's the tefillah. Because on Yom Ne'erah, Rosh Hashanah, we're just saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu, be melech, be melech. When you're asking for tshuva, when you're asking for any, in the Nusach. So Rav Chaim Volozhin says, how can it be? Because we are asking, because we're saying to Rav Shalom, we can be good avodim, we can be great mamlichim. But to be a, but if I have to worry about a parnasa, so it's going to be hard for me to increase your malchus, right? If you have yisurin, it's hard for me to increase your malchus. So all of our tefillah is we can be mamlech Kadosh Baruch Hu, and with the various brachos, we'll be mamlech and more. So the Rechaim Elijah says, now when you think about that and you go back to your everyday Shemona Esrei, that's what you're saying as well. Atoch Chanin L'Adam Das, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu, you are the source of all knowledge. I recognize any knowledge that you'll give me is because of you. And if I get more das, I will chalk it up to you. Right? We say to Kadosh Baruch Hu that we're asking for refuah, and we're saying, we're asking for refuah because we know the refuah comes from you. And we finish, Kael Melech Roifei Nevecham Rota. We recognize the refuah comes from you. So Rav Chaim Volozhin says every tefillah that we have the entire year is built on the implicit davening of Rosh Hashanah. That we are every bracha. So here as well on Yom Rosh Hashanah we can also make requests. The ideal way of making a request is to thread it through Malchus. Again, in an honest way. And that's why I believe that the Nusach is, this Nusach is instructive. Sabeinu mituvecha. It's in Malchus. Meloich al kol olam kuloi v'chvedecha. He knows al kol arz bikarecha. Fa ba'adar go'oinu zecha. Al kol yeshvei seil arz zecha. Yeidah kobul ki ato bialto. What are we asking for? We're beginning with Kadosh Baruch Hu, rule of the entire world. And reveal yourself in your magnificence. V'yeidah kol po'ol. And every creation will know that you're the one who's given. Nothing avarachaman. We're saying ki zocher yitzrov l'chaim rachamim. V'yomar kol Hashem. Every single will say umalchusa Hashem. Elkeis umalchusa b'kol moshos. So now we're saying we as individuals will announce the Kadosh Baruch Hu's malchus. Kadshenu mitzvei secha. Sinachenu b'seres secha. Sabeinu mituvecha. Right? If Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us good. So then, v'yedakol will have greater strength to express v'yedakol pol. Samchein v'shua secha, greater yeshiva das for yedakol pol. V'tar libeinu lo t'chom v'yemes. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, we say it to ourselves, we know that this could be self-serving. Kadosh Baruch Hu help us that it shouldn't be self-serving. Help us that he'll give us yeshuas and brachos, and we will be honest to what we said, and we will increase the Kadosh Baruch Hu's malchus. We will recognize it to a great extent. Go ahead.
See, I think the professor had explained in the past that when we say Ki Kel Melech Rofein Yomon Barachamon Ota Rochato Hashem Rofet Oleyamo Yisrael, we're saying that if you grant, you know, good health or refuah to us, that in itself will be mamlech your
right.
Which is not exactly the same as what we're saying now. What we're saying, what Rav just said now, it seems that if we have good health, then we can better serve you, as opposed to by giving us good health, you're automatically making your giving greater recognition to your name. So, which
is it?
I think it's the
latter, and I think it's that what I'm saying today. I think is that there is a that. I think that's how Rav Chaim Volozhin, I think, expresses it. That it's implicitly, in Rosh Hashanah, it's said implicitly. And during the rest of the year, we have in mind more explicitly. I think so. So the phrase Udvorcho emes v'kayim lad ki ato elikim emes v'tarli beinu li'avdcha v'emes, allow us to help us serve you with an errand with honesty. Ki ato elikim emes, because you are a God of truth. Udvorcho emes v'kayim, and your truth is forever. What's going through our minds when we say this? Tarli avdchemes, help us serve you honestly, consistently. Help us mean what we say. So he said, because you're an honest God, so you won't be kind to us if we're dishonest. Udvarchu emes, v'kayim lad. So what's that got to do with the request? So go back to the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef explains that Avraham quotes two pshatim in this phrase. Two pshatim in why we say, Pshat number one is that we're saying to Rabbeinu Shalom, this is from the Mordechai. Mordechai says that we're asking to Baruch Hu that just like he forgave Odom Rishon, just like Odom Rishon erred, and he judged Rabbeinu Shalom with Rachmanos, so too he should continue to do so. Udvarcho emes v'kayim lad. We're asking Baruch Hu, that meter that you had to give to cut slack to Odom Rishon, to have rachmanis on him, we're asking Baruch Hu to maintain. Atolikim emes, you are unswerving, you have the same meter. Udvarcho emes v'kayim lad. And the Beis Yosef says, the Taka the Medrash says, that after Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Rishon, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Simen ani moser lechem ledoros. By forgiving Adam and Rishon, I'm giving you an indication, a sign, take it for generations. And then he quotes the Kolboy. The Kolboy says that it is a reference to the what we said in the Bracha. The Bracha is Meloich al kol olam kule b'chvaydecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu should assure us that he will be recognized as sovereign. V'yomar kol ashen ha-shemom v'yapo. Hashem l'kei Yisrael, melech malchus v'kol shol. Kadosh Baruch Hu has promised us that there will be a time when he will be melech and he'll be recognized as melech. So we're saying, ki ato l'ikim emes, udvarcho emes v'kayim lad. And Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're a truthful God. So you stand by your word. So please stand by your word in this case. Again, the Beis Yosef is two pshatim. One is, please stand by your word, by your midah of giving us slicha kapara, and please stand by your word and become melech. We're asking him to, he's elikim emes, so he'll keep his own word.
He didn't really do well with Adam, he kind of threw him out, and then brought him out. So I don't know if that's such a great kapara that we should be kind of referencing. I mean, with all due respect, I was like, you want to tell me, but you know, we had the at the Egel Azov, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, wipes it clean. Okay, look, I mean, Hashem, Hashem. Okay, I can go with that reference. But Adam doesn't really seem. If that's the focus, I mean, it doesn't really seem. Like
so in defense,
doesn't go well, no? I mean,
in defense of the Mordechai, I would say that given that Adam Rishon was told Mois Yumos, right? The Yom HaCholcha Minoetz, the Mois Yumos, right?
He does.
Why? He gets...
Kadosh Baruch was 1,000 years, it was one day. So Kadosh Baruch, within his day, he died.
Okay, but since it could have been interpreted otherwise, so an interpreter is giving him 1,000 years and giving him life outside of Gan Eden. So that's, and he says this is a form of Rachmanis.
I'm not saying no, but I'm just saying if I had to pick,
that's not the one that you choose.
I'm going to Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, wipe it clean. We're clean slate. We start again.
Well, we're still suffering the Cheder Egel.
What are you talking about? Kadosh Baruch Hu brought down the fire on Aleph Nisan. That's one because the second Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us.
Okay, but it wasn't without consequences.
It was without consequences, but there we got back to where we were. Right, the Medrash tells us that Kadosh Baruch Hu brought his Shechina back as if it was there before him. He wasn't with us. I get it, but he did. At least he was no. I mean, I could say, you can see there's a difference between the two, and if you had a pick.
Okay, so the Mishnah Sachir, Yosachar Taichtel, he says that he thinks that practically speaking, we should have both in mind. We should be mechavim to both. We should say it's a Mordechai Kolboy. We should say Kiatoli Kim Emes. We're saying Kadosh Baruch Hu, please forgive us. Keep to your nida of being a rachaman, and please keep to your word as being a melech. Right, almost like also the balance of vino malkeinu of a rachman derech yitzira. So he suggests, and the Mishnah Sachar suggests, that this is how we should have in mind. Vitarli beinuli avducha b'yemes. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us do tshuva. He should help us serve Kadosh Baruch Hu with honestly. Right? We should end in the schus of our serving Kadosh Baruch Hu be'emes. He should reveal himself as a melech and reveal himself as a forgiver. Ki atolikim emes, because this is your midah. So when we ask Kadosh Baruch Hu v'tali b'enu l'av t'chem es, it's in order to be able to earn that the Ribbono Shel Olam will reveal himself as a God that keeps his word. Go ahead.
The concept of melech in general, I think I always thought that we ask Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu to be melech because the king has basically has total rule. In other words, if the king says you have to be killed, you get killed. If the king, you can have the worst murder, and the king says, I'm going to give him a reprieve.
Right.
So that's what we're asking Kodesh Baruch Hu in terms of being a melech on Elokim is Midas Adin. So we ask to be, Hashem should be a melech on this day when we're being judged, so that he can basically obviate our sentences or completely
that's part of the malchus.
So that he doesn't have to be saying you don't have to stick to midas adin.
Then
you're the melech. You can do whatever.
Midas rachma as well. Can give you amnesty. I came across a very nice pshat in the phrase be'ein melitz yosher mul magid pesha. Tagin li Yaakov devar choyku mishpat. Bein melech yosher, we have no attorney that can speak for us. Mul magid pesha, against all of the mekatrigim, against all of the malachim who are representing our averus. Tagin li Yaakov, speak to Klal Yisrael devar choyku mishpat. Speak justice to Klal Yisrael. Right? What's pshat? It's such a strange thing. We should say is devar. Tagin li Yaakov divi rachmonos. Tagin li Yaakov gzeiros tovos. Tagin li Yaakov mishpat. So the Mishnah Sachar Taichtel suggests the following. He says there are the mitzvah of shofar. The Rambam writes with the mitzvah of shofar that gzeiros mufanai. We don't really know why there's a mitzvah of shofar, because Baruch Hu did not give us the reason for shofar. Gzeiros mufanai is gzeiros to blow shofar, but Remez Yeshba. There is a hint. Uru Yeshenim Mishinasim. The hint is time to get startled, time to be inspired, time to be shaken up a little bit, to move ourselves. So Tehtel suggests the following. He says, in a period, in a time when Klal Yisrael is in difficulty, or when an individual may have difficulty, to be awakened to do tshuva, not necessary. Because if everything is wonderful and everybody's healthy and every bracha is that a person could imagine he has a charmed life and is gewaldig, and if Klal is living easily, and if we're not being threatened, then we need some awakening, because then we get used to things, right? Sometimes when things are going too well, we forget. Depending on our Kodesh Baruch Hu. So then we need a shofar to wake us up. But he says, but in a period of time when people are, there's a lot going on which is me'ayir us. There's a lot going on which reminds us we see a lot of difficulty. And a lot of things give us pause, and we have to think how we can make an improvement in a tikkun. So he says we don't need the remez of the shofar. The two parts to shofar. One is the gzeira, we don't You don't understand it. Gzeira, Emil Fanaisa, Gzeira, blow shofar. The others are remez to wake us up, right? So in a period of time, in a period of life, when there are many things going on in life, many things going on with Klal Yisrael, that remind us we gotta do introspection, we gotta think careful, we gotta improve, make tikkunim. So then the shofar only has the meaning of chayk, only has the meaning of this is the rule, it's a law. So be'ein meilitz yosher, he says, in a period of time when be'ein meilitz mul magid pesha, when things are not so good and we have no defense, we have no malachim pull out, and we don't need the shofar to mirror us. There's a lot in life which is awake, which is keeping us wide awake and alert. So then, Tagid liYakov divi chokul mishpat. So tell Klal Yisrael, you're hearing the chokul mishpat. You're hearing the shofar that's being blown just as a mitzvah that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. That we have these errors. We'll close with a very interesting idea. And the pasuk that we say many times throughout the Yom Yom, we say during our slichas, we say at the end of the davenings, we quote the pasuk "Vavayosim el harkoshi, v'simachtim beveis tefilasi, v'leisechem v'zivcheim, yilrotzin al mizbechi." And the Yom, I will bring Klal Yisrael. We say at the very end of the Shemoneh Esrei. This is when we say Yom Tam Seino, Yom Tivarcheinu. Right at the end of the davening, we have a feeling. Kadosh Baruch Hu received our tefillas. Hayom Tivarcheinu, Yom Tigleinu. Said usually with a simchadik and a joyful nigun. Tishma Shavaseinu. Kayoyim Azeh Tivieinu Sosim Usmeichem Bevinyan Sholem. Kadosh Baruch Hu should bring us to the Beis Hamikdash. I will bring them to Harabayas, and I will make them happy in my shuls. So again, I think I saw this in the Sefer of the Mishnah Sochim. So he suggests that until Yemos HaMashiach, until Beis HaMikdash, when we come to our shuls, when we come to our davening, we have a lot of daigas, a lot of things around our mind. A lot of things are, it's hard to say, v'simachtim beveis tefilasi. Because what's going on in our hearts is the various things that we have to daven for. The very, we see, either we have worries and concerns on our minds, or we are very aware of the precariousness of the blessings that we have. So when we come to daven Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's with a belev nishbor, a heart that is worried. B'mos HaMashiach, Kadosh Baruch Hu will be v'simachtim beveis tefilasi. We'll come to Kadosh Baruch Hu's bati knes bati tefila just to express shemach, without daigas, without concern, without anxiety, without nervousness, without worry, without sense of precariousness. There'll be such a sense of closeness to Rabbeinu Shalom that it'll be v'simachtim. We'll come just to have the simcha of davening. It's reminiscent to me of the Machlegis Ramban, it's the mitzvah of davening. According to Ramban, the mitzvah in the Torah of davening is tefillah be'eis tzara, in a difficult time. That's the mitzvah de'eis of davening. Ask, request, implore. According to Rambam, it's a mitzvah every single day. The Rav used to suggest that both the Rambam and the Ramban are the same idea. It's just that the Rambam focused on the precariousness of life every single day. And the Rambans, they're saying the same thing. The Ramban said that the mitzvah day arises when one has difficulty. So I think Alech HaMishas alludes to this. And the Rambam is saying that the person who has seen a lot knows that there's what to be concerned about every single day. The Teitel is suggesting that there are these two elements to davening. There's the davening, which is a daiga, which is worried, that's the trua, the leiv nishbar. And then there's the soaring davening of shevach, of being mamluch nishbaruch, that's the tekiyah. So throughout the days of Golos, the two are hand in hand. The tekiyah, the trua, we have shevach, trua, go backwards and forwards. But when we finish davening, and we say that Hayom Tamseinu, Hayom Terechenu, Ki Hayom Azeh, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are with HaKadosh Baruch Hu right now, Tivi'enu, He will bring us Sosim Usmeichem. So then he says, V'simach V'esvilasi, then we'll come to shuls, not like we come Rosh Hashanah morning with tremendous daigan nervousness and concern. We'll come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll come only to say Shevach, only to give Shevach the Baruch Hu. So we covered today the Zochreinu L'chaim, both as an independent text and the larger idea of what Zochreinu L'chaim means, that it's the tefillah of a Baal Tshuva, that we come to Kadosh Baruch Hu, hopefully as Baal Tshuva, at least to ask the Rebbe to help us do Tshuva so that we could be Zochet to life as Baal Tshuva. We explained the place it has in Birchas Avos, because one of the Zechuyas that we continuously mention is that we have, we're davening as the children of Rabbi Yaakov. That's part of the Rishus. We explained that is an ongoing theme that we have in Haras Hayom Haras Olam, Im Kevonim Im Kavodim. If we are like children, then we have unconditional confidence and zechuyos. If we are kavodim, so then we are einenu lochot tluyos. That's pshat in the neshama loch, vaguf, pol loch as well. And then we pointed out that ki akim emes with varocha emes v'kaim lo'ad, two ideas that we can keep both in mind. One is we're asking Baruch Hu to keep his midah of accepting tshuva, of having rachmanas for Baalei Tshuva, and that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to keep his word that he will ultimately be the melech that is recognized by all. We explained how the paragraph of Malchius of Melechel Kol Om Kuli V'Chvedecho goes from the magnificent king of the entire world to every individual can daven through the malchus of the Rebbeinu Shlolem. And then we finished with that we're davening for a time when we will come to the Baruch Hu's batei tefila with hearts that are only full of shevach and they're not full of any aggravation or anxiety.
Rashab talks about the whole idea of the personal God, that the Adon Olam, how the whole thing relates to that we see Hashem as our own person. That's something that Avraham Avinu established by Adon Olam. So I guess that's almost a similar thought.
Yeah.
Again, the brother quoted. The thing was.